Welcome to your daily financial services news wrap for Monday, April 15, 2024. I'm Paige Estritori, coming to you on behalf of Financial Services Online. Let's dive straight into the key stories shaping the industry. In investment news, REST, one of Australia's leading superannuation funds, has partnered with Fidelity International's Logix Fund. Their goal? To drive sustainable growth by revamping logistics infrastructures across Western Europe. These exciting projects will center around environmental sustainability, particularly with respect to achieving net zero carbon emissions. They plan to achieve this through integrating solar technology and other green initiatives, highlighting their firm commitment to impact investment. Aim to form 1% of REST's total investments by 2026. This move promises not just a significant environment impact, but also potentially solid financial outcomes, given the increasing demand for energy-efficient facilities. On the economic front, it's a tale of uncertainty. Westpac's April survey noted a 2.4% dip in consumer sentiment, the latest figure reported as 82.4 points, a number which has remained under the neutral 100-point mark for over two consecutive years. This reflects growing economic skepticism among Aussies amidst rising inflation and the highest interest rates seen in a decade. As the Reserve Bank of Australia grapples with managing inflation and easing the financial burden on households, the industry watches on with bated breath for measures to strengthen consumer purchasing power. Now, let's discuss the pressing issues in insurance. In Queensland, the practices of insurers have come under scrutiny at a federal inquiry in relation to significant flood impacts last year, with the focus on confusing insurance terminology, substandard settlements, and discrepancies in loss evaluation, it's clear that better communication and more consumer-friendly policies are a must. The outcome of this inquiry will play a critical role in shaping future discussions on post-disaster policy. Lastly, but certainly not least, let's consider our climate. Following devastating weather events, including Cyclone Jasper and the Queensland floods, causing damage into billions, calls are growing louder for a robust strategy towards weather threats. Statistics from insurance broker Aon indicate global insured losses have spiked by 31%, signaling that now, more than ever, countries like Australia must prioritize risk mitigation and resilience building in the face of escalating climate threats. That wraps up your financial services news summary for today. To explore more on these stories, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estritori. Until next time.